listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Maaari po pong palakpakan natin si Lord for what He is doing in our midst. Indeed, the faithfulness of God enabled us to persevere to accomplish what God has called us to do in spite of the challenges that we had in the past year. No? And so, again, to all our Victory Group leaders, to all our interns, to every disciple maker, to all our volunteers, and for your generosity, thank you so much for honoring God and making disciples with us. No? Yung pasok po ng 2020, no, hindi po maganda dahil sa ang dami po mga cases ngayon. But, okay, we are believing that even as we start the year, this year of 2022 with God and His Word, we believe that God would accomplish more than we could ask or imagine, even as we abide in God and in His Word. No? Kaya po itong 2022, sisimulan po natin to by consecrating ourselves through prayer and fasting. Ano? And so, again, we would want to continually invite you, okay, to join us, okay, in our fasting, in seeking the Lord. No? That would be starting tomorrow, Monday until Friday, and really just humbling ourselves before the Lord and really just calling upon the name of God for His mercy to come, for breakthroughs to come in our lives, in our nation, and even in our church. Okay po ba yan? Let's be excited, no, for what God is about to do in our nation. Bakit po ba natin ito ginagawa? No? Because if there's one thing, okay, that would strengthen us to face, okay, this seemingly na matagal na pong uncertainty, no? If there's something that would sustain us to face 2022 with whatever it has in store for us, we believe it is God and His Word. No? So, napaka-importante po anong gagawin natin ito. No? And so, do join us. No? We will have our prayer meeting, okay, from Monday to Friday, 6 p.m. in the evening. Okay? And in our Victory Metro East Facebook page. Ano? So, magsama-sama po tayo. No? Na isik po natin si Lord, no? Hindi lang po para sa atin, ngunit para sa ating bansa at para sa buong mundo. Amen? Ngayong araw po nito, we're going to start our series. And ang title po natin ng series is Abide, no? So in our devotionals, we're talking about abiding in God's Word. But in our series, every Sunday, and this would go on for 6 weeks, we'll be talking about abiding in Christ, no? At ang pag-uusapan po natin ngayong araw na to, we'll be looking at the Word became flesh, no? And we will be studying, okay, for our series in the book of John. And so, let us read us the scripture, okay? And I'll be reading from John chapter 1, verses, okay, 1 to 3, and then verse 14. I'll jump to verse 14. Okay, John 1, 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. And then verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that you have come down for us to your people, Lord, to save us. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Lord, speak to us today through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so, just to give us a very little background of the book of John. The book of John was actually written to persuade people to believe in Jesus Christ. No? Ito po yung pinakarason kung bakit po sinulat ni John ang book na to. No? He wants people to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the Son of God, and that they might have eternal life. Ano? Ito po yung sinasabi sa John 20 verses 30 to 31. And it says here, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe. So that you may believe that Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. No? Ang nasa aklat na ito ay isinulat upang sumampalataya kayo na si Jesus nga ang Kristo, ang anak ng Diyos. And so, it took John 3 years to actually know Jesus. Okay? And if there's anything he wants us to know immediately, okay? And ultimately, he gave it to us in the first 3 verses of his book, no? Napaka-importante po ito. Nung gustong i-introduce po ni John si Jesus sa atin, okay? Sa unang 3 verses pa lamang po ng book, in-introduce na niya. Okay? Kung ano yung gusto niyang malaman ha, natin. Ano? And John 1:1-3 says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word. Who's the Word? It is Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him, was not even one thing made that has come into being. Ano po yung sinasabi dito? What's the description of the Word? Sabi po dito, the Word was in the beginning. Before time existed, the Word was already there. And ano pa, no? The Word was with God. Okay? Hindi lang po yan, the Word was God Himself. Tapos, there's more. All things were made through Him, and without Him, not anything made was made. And so, who is the Word? Again, nakita natin yan sa verse na binasa natin. It is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. And so, if we're going to replace the word Word with the word Jesus in verses 1 to 3, ganito po yung kahahantungan yan. Ano? In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Jesus. And without Jesus was not anything made that was made. And so this is what John wanted us to know about Jesus. That number one, Jesus, the Word, is the eternal God. Jesus, the Word, is the eternal God. Hindi lang yan. Ang gusto pang ipaalam sa atin ni John, Jesus, the Word, is the creator and sustainer of all things. Jesus, the Word, is the creator and sustainer of all things. And we may ask, why did John call Jesus as the Word? What's with the word, Word? Okay? You see, a person's word is the clearest revelation of who He is. Okay? A person's word is the clearest revelation of who a person is. Tama po ba? I mean, we reveal who we are by what we say. We reveal what we like, our backgrounds. Okay? By our words, we express our hearts. Okay? Our feelings, our emotions, our minds, by what we speak. Kaya po, di ba, kapag meron po tayong gustong makakilala, okay? Ano pong ginagawa natin? Okay, ini-stop po natin sa Facebook, no? Okay? Ano pong ginagawa natin? Inaaya po natin sa bahay. Okay, we probably invite them for a coffee, a dinner, a dine out, okay? Tayo po yung lumalabas, no? Kumakain together, coffee together. And so sa mga singles, ano pong ginagawa? If we would want to know someone, okay, get to know a person, we ask them for a what? For a date. At ano pong ginagawa natin sa date, no? Okay? Nakikipagtitigan po tayo. At kapag nakipagtitigan po tayo, okay, makikilala na natin ang tao. Hindi po ganun, di ba? Of course, siguro may magkakatitigan, sulyapan, and all. But basically, in order for us to know, to get to know the person, ano po ginagawa natin? We exchange words. We converse. We talk together. Why? Because we will know a person by their words. Okay? It is only when we spoke to a person that we can truly say we met them and know them. Why? Because it is through words that we reveal who we are to others. And it is through words that we get to know others. You see, okay? Just as we come to know a person through speaking to them and listening to their words, we come to know God. We come to know God through the Word, through Jesus, the living Word. And so ano pong ibig sabihin nito? That God desires to make Himself known to us through Jesus. God wants to disclose Himself to us through the Word, the eternal, invisible God who created the heavens and the earth. The omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God desires for you to actually know Him. Grabe po to, no? And God made that possible through the Word, the person of Jesus Christ. You see, the Israelites knew the Word as that of the revelation that comes from God. And by speech, God relates to His people. And that's why they received prophecies from the Lord. And when the Israelites thought about the power of God, the will of God, the mind of God, the purpose of God, the plan of God, it is expressed through the Word of God. No? Kaya pag nais po ng Diyos na ipahayag ang kanyang kapangyarihan, ang kanyang kagustuhan, ang kanyang plano, ang kanyang puso, okay, ipinapahayag po niya ito sa kanyang salita. And the Word is embodied in Jesus. The Word is embodied in Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Kaya nga po sa Hebrews 1:3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful Word. Jesus, the Word, is the exact representation of God. Jesus, the Word, is the ultimate revelation of who God is. That if we want to know God, then we got to know Jesus. Okay? The eternal, invisible God, the creator of all things, desires for you and me to know Him through the Word, through Jesus. And so when we say Jesus as the Word, it means God desires for us to have relationship with Him. Okay? God desires for us, God desires for you and me to have a relationship with Him, to know Him personally. Yet, Jesus, the Word, did not come solely to speak with us. He came to live with us. He came to live among us. Kaya nga po sabi sa John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Diba nagkatawang tao ang salita at namuhay na kasama natin. I mean, this is huge. Grabe po to, no? Again, the eternal invisible God. Okay? The creator of heaven and earth became a man. The invisible became visible. The spirit became flesh. The untouchable became touchable. Okay? The Almighty God, the unlimited, powerful God became limited. The infinite became finite. The eternal God, He who has no beginning and has no end, entered time. God Almighty became vulnerable. God made flesh. Kaya po sabi sa ESV Study Bible, ano, this is the most amazing event in all of history. The eternal, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinitely holy Son of God took on a human nature and lived among humanity as one who has both God and man at the same time in one person. And Jesus becoming God's eternal Word in the flesh is an affirmation of His desire to be intimate with us. Jesus becoming God's eternal Word in the flesh, okay, is an affirmation of His desires to be intimate with us. Meaning, when we talk about the Word became flesh, God came near to us through Jesus. God came near to us through Jesus. I mean, God could have just spoke to us from a distance. I mean, but He came near. He meets us where we are. He became one of us and pitched His tent among us. The eternal God lived with us in human form. He saw and experienced our life and our condition as a man. Okay? He touched people, talked with people, ate with people, cried with people. You see, the Almighty God felt pain, hunger, exhaustion, loneliness, homelessness, grief, rejection, betrayal, torture, even death through the person of Jesus. He experienced it all. Ano ba ibig sabihin niya? Are you lonely? Are you facing death? So did He. Are you in pain? Facing grief? Are you tired, exhausted? So was He. Are you being tempted? So was He. Have you been betrayed? So was He. Are you broke? So was He. Therefore, we can go to Him. Why? For He understands us perfectly. God understands us perfectly. G na G po tayo ni Lord. Gets na gets po niya tayo. Naiintindihan po niya kung ano po ang mga pinagdadaanan natin. Why? Because He became one of us. And you may say, but I came to Him. I prayed. And I cried to the Lord for help. But He didn't listen to my prayer. He denied my prayer. And I feel like He abandoned me. Guess what? He experienced that too. He knows how it is really to be abandoned by God. Kung naalala niyo po, di ba, at the cross, Jesus cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? He experienced to be abandoned by His own Father. And not only that, He knows also how it is for prayers to be denied. Naranasan din po ni Jesus yan. Why? Because at the Garden of Gethsemane, being troubled and sorrowful, Jesus prayed, my Father, if it's possible to save the world, okay, without me going through the cross, without me experiencing the horrible pain and suffering and agony, please let this cup pass away from me. And what happened? Jesus got turned down by the Father. Jesus got turned down by the Father. And so, when you got trouble, when you got problem, when you're struggling and you feel like God is not answering your prayer, have you realized that Jesus Himself has been there too? Jesus experienced suffering by Himself. And that's what it means by the Word became flesh. And therefore, we can always go to God with anything. We can trust Him because He knows and because He's been there. He's been there. God understands us perfectly because He shared in our humanity through Jesus. Kung ano man po ang mga naranasan natin ngayon, kung ano man po ang mga trials that we are going through today, Jesus understands you perfectly. Diba, naiintindihan po tayo ng Lord because Jesus came to live among us so that there is nothing we will suffer that He Himself has not suffered. He understands us. Amen? But most of all, God came to die for us and to save us through Jesus. Okay? God came to die for us and to save us through Jesus. When we say the Word became flesh, it means the divine became vulnerable. And therefore, when the divine became vulnerable, the divine became killable. Killable. God came down as a man. See, in 1964 in Queens, New York, there was a young woman, a 28-year-old woman who was working as a bartender. And on the way home after work, okay, she was assaulted on the street outside the apartment building where she lived. Okay? And so when she was being assaulted, she cried for help. "He's stabbing me. I'm dying. Help me." While there were a lot of debates of what really happened on that particular night, what is known was there were some people who heard her cry. Lights came up on the apartments. People look out. There was even one man who yelled, "Leave her alone." But guess what? Nobody came down. Nobody came down to help her. Nobody came down to see what was happening. Why? Because if you will go down, you risk your life. You're vulnerable if you will go down. You see, when we talk about the Word became flesh, when Jesus heard our cry, when the eternal God, the Creator and Sustainer of all things, heard our cry, He came down for us. He came down for us. He made Himself vulnerable, killable. And He came down not to risk His life. He came down not to risk His life when the eternal God, the Lord of the universe, came down for us. He knew it will cost Him His life. Jesus came down to give up His life to save us. Jesus came down to give up His life to save us. You know what that means? God loves you. God loves you. God cares for you. Mahal na mahal po tayo ng Diyos. Mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. Kaya naibinigay niya ang kanyang kaisa isang bugtong na anak na si Jesus para mamatay para sa atin. God gave up His life for you. And if God did that, He will do anything for our good. No? Kung ginawa po yan ng Diyos para sa atin, ano po ang hindi niya gagawin kapag humingi po tayo ng tulong sa Kanya? Kaya nga po sabi sa Romans 8:32, no? He did not spare His own Son, but God gave Him up for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? God loves you. God cares for you. He came down for you. And whatever you're going through today, He understands you. He understands you. And He is very much willing to come in your situation and help you, deliver you, and save you. Amen? And so how do we respond to this? John 1:10 to 12 says, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. Verse 12 says, But to all who did receive Him, who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. And so how do we respond to this truth that God became flesh? Let us receive Jesus. Let us receive Jesus. That He is the eternal God, the creator of the universe. That He alone is our Savior. Not only let us receive Jesus, let us know Jesus. Let us know the lover of our soul. Read the story of Jesus, His accounts, His claims, His works, His teachings. Study Jesus and His Word. Do you want to know God and how much He loves you? Then you got to know Jesus. Not only let us know Jesus, let us abide. Let us abide in Jesus. To abide means to remain in Him, to rest in Him, to cling to Him, to grow our relationship with Him, to continue to walk with Him, to go to Him, to trust Him, knowing that He understands us, knowing that He loves us, to talk to Him, to converse with Him, to receive Him and believe His word. Amen. I just want you to know, kung ano man po ang mga pinagdadaanan natin, we can come to God. We can come to God and we can rest in His love for all of us. Remember, He already came down for you to save you. He already came down to save you. If He did that, what can't God do for you? He loves you so much. Amen? Let's just pray right now, Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you that you can be known. Lord, thank you that you came near. Lord, thank you that you became a man. Lord, that you came for us, that you died for us to save us. Lord, thank you for your great love for us. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for a deeper revelation of who you are and who we are in your sight. Lord, that we are loved by you. Lord, that we are valued by you. Lord, that you are here for us, that you understand us. Whatever we are going through today, that you will not leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we pray for those who are weakening in their faith, probably because of the troubles from this world, or for those people who are being challenged, facing some difficulties and testings in their lives. Lord, will you strengthen them? Lord, would you sustain them by your Spirit and by your Word? Lord, that you would come to their rescue. Lord, that you will go to them. Lord, that you would heal them. Deliver them, Lord. Provide for them, Lord. Lord, renew their strength and their faith in you. Lord, that you would continue to minister to them and impress upon their hearts that in spite of what they are facing, Lord, that you love them and that you are for them. And Lord, we also pray. Lord, we pray for a renewed desire. Lord, a renewed passion to know you, to pursue you, and to read your word. Lord, we also pray for wisdom and courage to share your word with the people around us. Lord, we pray for strength to proclaim your goodness and your love to our community. Lord, once again, Lord, thank you for your great love for us, Lord. Thank you that you desire to be known. Lord, thank you that you came here, and most importantly, Lord, thank you that you were willing to die for us, Lord, that you came down, even if you know that you would give up your life for us. Lord, what a wonderful love that you have shown and displayed for us. Lord, maraming salamat po sa inyong kabutihan. Lord, maraming salamat po sa inyong pagmamahal sa amin. And Lord, would you continue to strengthen your people today? Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for this one group of people here. If you're here and you would want to experience the great love of Jesus for you, you see, He came down for you. He came down for you so He could save you from your sin. And if you're that person, would you humble yourself? Would you cry out to the Lord to save you, to deliver you, and He would come for your rescue? If you want to do that, and this would be the first time that you would surrender your life to the Lord, would you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you delivered me. Lord, thank you that you came to rescue me, to save me from my sin. And even today, I am surrendering my life to you. Jesus, be the Lord, be the master of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, okay lang po ba on the comment section? Pwede po bang maglagay po kayo ng prayer emoji? Okay, and our pastors, staff, campus missionaries, our leaders and volunteers, okay, one of them will get in touch with you and explain to you more about the decision that you have made. We would want to help you to discover more the great love of God for you. Amen? And even as we close this service, let me speak a blessing to all of us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and let's continue to pray for our nation. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.